Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. It is the last day of the offseason program. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur later this afternoon, and then it's over. They're done. School's out for summer. We'll see what Matt has to say. I'm sure he'll be asked about Aaron Rodgers. I promise you, I will not be asking those questions, but I'm sure he'll be asked. Other than that, good to see everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. This fine Thursday. It's beautiful here in New York City. Hope it's great wherever you are. Brad, good morning. How are you? Brandy's here. Of course Brandy's here. You should vacation in an old station wagon with your children, Nags. Worked great in the 80s. I remember driving to Disney World with my family when I was a kid. My parents packed us in their, my dad's Saab, and we drove down to Florida. Four of us, and this was before the internet, kids. Let me tell you, that was fun. I read It by Stephen King on that trip, and we used to drive all over the country. I remember visiting my uncle in Colorado. We drove out there, drove everywhere when I was growing up. So I will not be doing that because, yeah, no thanks. But it's a great idea, Brandy. This is all just a ploy to get James Jones in the front office, and I'm so for it. Andrew, there you go. Taking the conspiracy theories to another level. I like it. Good morning, Melissa. How are you, Gary? See the giant ball of twine. I actually think we did. I don't remember it vividly, though. Did I see the remake of It? I did. Olive loved it. I was very meh on it. Olive's very into horror now all of a sudden. She's 13. She's so cool. So now it's all, her new thing is the Conjuring films. They're so boring. They're so obvious. She loves them. What's up, Minneapolis Slots? I don't know what that means. Sorry. Thanks for the super chat. Here's $5. How do we get Murphy out of the front office? I haven't tuned in for a couple days, so not sure if that was touched on. It's been touched on. And I keep saying, what is the idea? We're firing Mark Murphy for what? Upsetting the delicate sensibilities of the quarterback? Please, if Mark Murphy was embezzling funds from the rainy day fund, yes, convene the executive committee and get him out of there. He has done nothing even close to approaching what would be considered a fireable offense. You guys just got to ride this out. Everyone just wants everyone fired. It's ridiculous. 110 here in the big red state. Go big red. Colby, 110. I can't even fathom. Morning, Nags. It's not going to happen. Getting rid of Murphy. Correct. It is not. It is not. He's got to retire soon anyway. Back when maps were paper. Yeah, Sly. Absolutely. Feel like I'm the only person who thinks both Rodgers and the front office have done nothing wrong. Sometimes stuff happens. I kind of agree. The problem is we don't know the actual source of Rodgers' displeasure. We have lots of reporting around it, and clearly he's stayed away for the offseason, but that's it. You know, I have no idea what his actual gripe is. It'd be nice to hear it from him, but I don't suspect that's going to be forthcoming anytime soon. Fire Nagler. Yeah, Jason, I hear that. Got to talk to Mr. Corey Banky about that. You and Coach get those acting classes for his local commercials. Man, he holds his own. He does all right. What's a supper club? God bless Matt. Stokes starts over King, market zero. Joshua, it's possible. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's not, but he's got a ways to go. I know we're all very excited. The young rookie showed promise in OTAs. That's all it is. It's OTAs, man. But yes. I think he's got a chance. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. How many practices did Rodgers attend Market Zero next? I think Market Zero is going to be a thing this summer. All they need for Murphy is a big stage hook, and when he starts talking folksy and stupid, yank him off the stage. Robin, that is probably the best advice the Packers could be given at this point. I think you were spot on 100%. Any question for LaFleur about our secondary with Eric Stokes? Any question for LaFleur about our secondary? Would you like me to ask him a question about the secondary and Eric Stokes? I shall endeavor to do so. Rick, Can all this drama just be done now? If 12 wants out, stop being passive aggressive and say so. Good luck with that, Rick. Is this your first time watching and enjoying the misgivings and formations of sentences from one Aaron Charles Rogers? Come on, you know that's not going to happen. If the front office wants him long-term or has a solution, at least offer it or leak it. Well, it has. They offered to make him the highest paid quarterback in the league. That has been out there for a while. And Rogers said, nah. Hypothetical, theoretical. Oh, Blake, I love it. How many Super Bowls do the Packers win if they have Rodgers, 97D, Jim Taylor, 60s O-line, and early 2010s receivers? Blake, all of them. All of the Super Bowls. It's like, oh, it's the offseason. Bakhtiari and Trojan, match made in heaven. Hey, God bless Bakhtiari, trying to get the bag from Trojan Condoms on Twitter. You know, I'm all for it. I'm all for that pro. I need to follow that suit. We need to find something. I need to find some beer companies and some cheese companies to just start tweeting incessantly at about what a good fit Cheesehead TV would be for sponsorship. Man, go get the bag. I love it. Then what the fuck is the problem? Can he just come out and say it already? I'm tired of all the riddles. I've been saying that since April, dude. Welcome. Welcome to my insanity. Well, would I consider Funchess having a successful season? A, making the team, and B, contributing when called upon. I don't think you should be under any illusions that this guy's going to put up huge fantasy numbers or anything, but he could be a, you know, somewhat important part of the offense. He could contribute. I'm not going to completely dismiss it out of hand, the idea that, you know, he could put up 5 or 6 touchdowns and a couple, you know, 700, 800 yards or what have you. I think that's probably optimistic, but yeah, he could be a weapon, so to speak. To me, as long as he's there and contributing and doing what's asked, and you know, when they need him, say injuries strike and they have to spread the ball around, whatever, show up, be a pro, and produce. That's success for me. Jovan Wallace, AJ to see more goal line touches to save Jones. I don't know. I'm of two minds. I mean, I like the idea of a bigger back, obviously, if you got those goal line situations. But, man, Aaron Jones has a nose for the end zone. He does a fantastic job of getting skinny. He rarely takes big hits on those goal line carries. So I don't know that it's that kind of a foregone conclusion. I get the thinking, and I would like to see it because I love the idea of A.J. Dillon trucking through people. We saw that last year in the Titans game. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I wouldn't be mad either way. I just don't think it's going to be this automatic thing just because, like I said, Aaron's got a great ability to see where the creases are and get through, get skinny, and get the ball across the goal line. I mean, you look at so many of his touchdowns are like 2 or 3 yard runs where he navigates the wash and gets through, slices through and scores the TD. So, you know, where a bigger back probably runs into a wall, you know, it's not always a guy you can just roll out and bowl over. Sometimes you got to find the crease, you know? So, I mean, as long as it gets in the end zone, I don't care whose hands it's in, but I definitely think we'll see more AJ this year though. Definitely. Rodgers loves the media game too much to say anything straightforward. I guess some would agree with that. You can offend me by paying me $250 million. You guys are too funny. James Jones, will he save the season? A man, a former Packers wide receiver, mitigates the standoff. This summer, James Jones is back. Or something like that. Jeezy Baby, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Better album, Slim Shady LP or Hanson? I'll jump and just clutch my Depeche Mode records in my arms as I do so. Otis, thanks for the super chat. You know, realistically, we don't truly know what love can be yet. Hitting 3 Hall of Fame quarterbacks in a row is a slim, but for all we know, love could be the next Mahomes. All right, well, could be. Yes, he could also be the next Blair Keel. I am not in any way, shape, or form expecting Jordan Love to be anything more than a good quarterback. That's if they hit on good, they have won. But Yeah, this idea that they could hit on three Hall of Famers in a row. It just, you know, never tell me the odds, but the odds aren't great. But I feel you. I feel you. I can't wait until we annihilate the Vikings. There you go, Antoine, putting us back on track. That's what I like to hear. I will say, I said this earlier, and I'll say it again. That defense, it's going to be much more formidable this year, especially when you consider what they've done along the – they've got four guys along the defensive front who weren't with that team last year, and they've completely revamped their secondary. Mike Zimmer did not forget how to coach. Yeah, they're going to be a problem. Brad, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. So it was a fun first happy hour last night. Thanks. Thanks for joining us, Brad. That music was hopping wherever you were. That was good stuff. Blair Keel, wow, blast in the past. Yeah, no doubt. Say you're old without saying you're old. Make a Blair Keel reference. Brett, thanks for the super chat. Could Love be used how Harbaugh used Cap? I guess a little bit, but if Aaron is back, I mean, I assume you mean like bringing him off the bench first when Alex Smith was still there. But even if you're not, like if you're talking about like using him on read options and things like that, somewhat, but it's not a huge part of what Matt likes to do on offense. Although I think it'd be much more how RG3 was used his rookie year in Washington. Don't forget, Matt was on that staff. I think that's probably more akin to what you would see once Love is the starter or contributing on a regular basis. Amari Rodgers makes me excited. He should, Brett. He's an exciting young player, no doubt. Jay Glazer is officially on my shit list. I think many Packers fans probably share your sentiment there. I think Jay's fine. What did I think of Rodgers' shirt? Well, Derek, I'm glad you asked. I think it's really funny watching everyone react to it. I don't know this for sure, but I'm pretty certain that promo was taped well before Mark Murphy's comments about being a complicated fella. And I know everyone was connecting him wearing that shirt to as a reaction to Murphy's comments, but I'm pretty sure that was pre-taped well before those comments went public. So I think it's just Aaron being Aaron and having his idiosyncratic sense of humor more than anything else. I don't think it has much to do with anything, but it was fun watching everyone freak out. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Where? I saw a good question, but I don't see the question. Fred, good question. So what did Fred ask? Would Alex Smith be good enough for you or more Stafford good? Ooh, that's a good question. That is a good question. Well done. Alex Smith, they can win with Alex Smith. Absolutely, 1,000,000,000%. Stafford is way better than anyone ever gives him credit for. And I think he's going to show that. It's going to be fun watching him in L.A. with McVay. He's going to put on a show. Yeah, Alex Smith good. Sign me up. If Jordan Love is that good, sign me the fuck up. Just tell him to take a few more shots downfield every once in a while. That's all. But yeah, man. God, if they got somebody that good, give me a break. I personally like Nag's shirt better. Hey, man. The Complicated Fella shirt still available. The Cheesehead TV store. Is Rodgers the most cerebral quarterback you have ever seen? He's in the conversation, no doubt about it. Don't forget what Peyton did. I mean, I know we've all moved on, but Peyton was amazing at the line of scrimmage and everything he did, the way he thought about everything. But yeah, I would think it's probably between those two that I've seen in my lifetime with my own eyes, no doubt about it. Stafford's always been good. QB wins Twitter tricked everyone into thinking he's bad because he plays for the Lions. I mean, yeah, that guy is insane as far as talent goes, and I think he's an incredible quarterback. I do think, yes, he has been placed on some bad Detroit Lions teams. He has come up short at times with his own play, but I think he's absolutely incredible, and I think much kind of what you're saying, it's not just QB wins. It's just like the media landscape we live in just beats guys down constantly. And if you are coming up short at the end of a game or whatever, that just gets magnified 1,000,000 times. But, you know, Matt Stafford's a really good quarterback. Hi, Nags. Do you think that as Love settles into the QB position, we will see those downfield shots that made his highlight reels back in college? Absolutely, Anthony. 1,000,000,000%. And, you know, we got reporting from that second day of camp that there were a few of those sprinkled in, big touchdowns, etc. He's a young quarterback, and yes, he's going to hit checkdowns. And especially, you got to remember, anything you read about in practice, A, they're working on specific things. B, especially in the mini camps and OTAs, it's passing drills, man. It's like the defense knows it's a pass. There's no game planning. There's no threat of the run game. You know, get him in a situation where linebackers and safeties are biting up because Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon are making hay. And then all of a sudden stuff opens up down the field, and then he'll take some shots, you know? But yeah, 100%. You're going to have to live with some checkdowns and some short throws. And I went back and I was watching remember in 2009 when they had that horrible loss to Tampa Bay, and then they came back to Lambeau and they had a big win against the Cowboys. It was 17-7. Aaron barely threw anything over 10 yards in that game. I mean, it was all like slant, check down, flat, pass in the flat, comebacks, whatever. You know, it wasn't always just like this aerial thing. Young quarterbacks, they got to play. And they got to learn. And that's what Jordan's going to have to do. It's not always going to be pretty. It's going to be hard to watch at times. But yes, those downfield throws will come. No question about it. Detroiter here. Matt Stafford is really good and almost always underrated. I can't wait to watch him play for a good team for the first time. He deserve better than the Detroit Pussycats. I tend to agree. McMahon was a complicated fella. Fair point, Dave. That's good. Anxious to see who returns kickoffs this year, Nags. Well, Mike, I think that's Amari Rodgers. I mean, we didn't see any special teams work, but you know, both Gutekunst and Matt have said that he'll get first crack at both return jobs. So we'll see. But I would suspect he'll most likely be the returner. Matt, thanks for the super chat sticker contribution. Very nice of you. Thank you. Any news on TBLS? Nothing that I've seen, but I expect him to win the starting job. No, I'm kidding. Am I, though? I don't know. We'll see. If it's a fair competition between Tim Boyle and Jared Goff, give me Tim Boyle. John Madden was not a complicated fella. Boom! Tough acting, tin acting. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. After Uncultured Barbarian Super Chat. Morning, Nags. This morning's unironic jam is Love Will Find a Way by Pablo Cruz, and I got ribs marinating for the grill. Pappies. That's amazing. Who is calling me while I'm live from New Jersey? I am live, people. Uncultured, thank you, buddy. I want those ribs. Is Banky a complicated fella? Of course. One of the most complicated fellas you will ever meet. All right, everybody, I do have to go. Can't thank you enough. Hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. It's what we do here on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. TKM, morning, Nag. Speaking of punt returns, Darius Shepherd signed. I think we will regret letting him leave. Pappies. I love Darius. I do not think they will regret letting him leave. Hit like. Hit subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.